I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor, to be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling.
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people. It is a party that has been and continues to be influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington, represented by Hillary Clinton and others' foreign policy, by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests.
Senator Harris, any response?
Oh, sure. I think that it's unfortunate that we have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
That's ridiculous.
Who has spent full time.
That's ridiculous.
Who has spent full time criticizing people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party. When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower, fails to call a war criminal by what he is as a war criminal, and then spends full time during the course of this campaign, again, criticizing the Democratic Party. What we need on the stage in November is someone who has the ability to win. And by that, we need someone on that stage who has the ability to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, and someone who has the ability to rebuild the Obama coalition and bring the party and the nation together. I believe I am that candidate.
Thank you, Senator. Congresswoman Gabbard, I'll give you a chance to respond.
What Senator Harris is doing is unfortunately continuing to traffic in lies and smears and innuendos because she cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making, the leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring in our foreign policy, which only makes me guess that she will, as president, continue the status quo, continue the Bush, Clinton, Trump foreign policy of regime change war, which is deeply destructive.
All right, folks. Taking calls and breaking balls.
Tonight, Sunday Night Live unveils the hidden truths behind today's headlines with your host, Chase Geiser.
I just want to say that you callers out there are American heroes. We had a caller last week. His name is Shad. I believe he's from North Dakota, either North Dakota or North Carolina. I can't remember which. We looked him up later. And he talked about his experience with Tim Walz in China in 1995. He told an amazing story about Tiananmen Square, where he was, and where Tim Walz chided him for mentioning the infamous Tank Man to a local member of the People's Liberation Army. And then he told a story about how Tim Walz was seen collecting dozens upon dozens of Little Red books, Chairman Mao's Cult of Personality Bible, not to mention the fact that Kamala Harris has taken the slogan about Kamala bringing joy. It's very similar to Mao's words, bring joy, associated with the Little Red Book. And then he told a story about how Tim Walz interfered when this caller and his friends were trying to save a crippled man's life who was being beaten by several People's Liberation Army soldiers. Tim Walz says, hey, we don't want to start a conflict between China and the United States. Just let them beat that innocent disabled man. This caller calls in last week. We spent like 23 minutes talking about this. You can find it on my Twitter. You can find it as an upload on band.video as well, where he tells these stories in a very convincing way. I think he was telling the truth. I looked him up later. I think he was legit. Telling the truth about his experience with the Maoist sympathizer, literally just a Maoist that is Tim Walz, in China in 1995. Now we've got reports coming out that his students are saying that he's just a diehard Maoist to the core. This is coming out. We've got callers saying they went to China with him in 95, saying that he was a Maoist, all coming out. Frankly, guys, if you want to pull up this InfoWave clip, I'd love to show it. Just let me know in my ear. But now there's an investigation launched into Walz's links with the CCP, and I can't help but think that maybe it had something to do with the fact that over 1,000 of you shared the call that I had with Shad last week, that American hero who called in and told the truth about the nature of Walz's leftist, communist, Maoist, great leap forward, tens of millions dead depopulation philosophy that has resulted in his desire to totally take over and hijack and centralize the entire apparatus that is the political machine of the United States of America for the sake of endless war and depravity and desperation and suffering of all people, always, everywhere, anytime, for the sake of his own political agenda and total empowerment so he can bounce back from his $300,000 net worth and just enslave you for the remainder of his short days on this planet. They want to put you up against the wall, folks, and Shad has revealed to the American people on this very network, on this very platform, the extent of their evil depravity. But now this investigation is launched into Walz's links with the CCP. An official investigation has been launched into Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's links to the Chinese Communist Party. James Comer, who leads the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, too little too late, announced the investigation on Friday with a press release and a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Quote, the CCP has sought to destroy the United States through coordinated influence and infiltration campaigns that target every aspect of American life, including our own elected officials, Comer said in the press release. I can't help but think that he did this investigation because of Shad's call on Sunday. Over 1,000 of you reshared it. Tens of thousands of people saw clips of it. I mean, unbelievable. He goes on to say, quote, Americans should be deeply concerned that Governor Walz, Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate, has a longstanding and cozy relationship with China. Mr. Walz has visited China dozens of times, served as a fellow at a Chinese institution that maintains a devotion to the CCP, and spoke alongside the president of a Chinese organization the State Department exposed as a CCP effort to influence and co-opt local leaders. FBI briefers recently informed the committee that the Bureau's Foreign Influence Task Force investigates CCP activity that is similar to China's engagement with Governor Walz. American people deserve to fully understand how deep Governor Walz's relationship with China goes. Well, let's run this clip, and maybe you can decide for yourself how deep this relationship really goes. We have Shad in South Dakota, who apparently spent 1995 in China with Tim Walz. Shad, what is on your mind? Tell us about your experience.
He's the intellectual heft on this ticket. And beyond that, his 30-plus trips to China, I can tell you, having spent a summer semester in China with the man, he is an open devotee of Mao Zedong, and they're acolytes of Maoist thinking. I'll tell you a story. We were standing in Tiananmen Square in 1995. This PLA soldier comes up to me, and she's trying to sell postcards, beauty shots of Tiananmen Square. And I said to her,
it's like a beauty shot of Auschwitz or Dachau or something. It's just a place where incredible travesty has occurred.
Perfectly analogous. And I said to her, I said, do you have any of Tank Man? And Tim's head whipped like it was on a swivel, and he didn't talk to me for 2 days. And he gave me a lecture about you can't be causing an international incident in this country. You know,
like
it's so easy they could just disappear you and. By the way, your American passport is worth $20,000.
Wow. So Tim Walz was upset with you for mentioning the famous Tank Man. in Tiananmen Square.
And I was tired of her coming up and trying to sell us postcards and beauty shots of a place that stands as one of the world massacre sites of human freedom and liberty.
Right.
That's Tim Walz. And he's absolutely pro Beijing. And who would have thought that after the presidency of Joe Biden, we could end up with somebody in the White House? He's the true power behind the ticket, and he's going to be the guy who's running this. Think of the slogans that are coming out.
Well, he's even said on camera that he's friendly to China. He said that explicitly.
Yes.
All right. I want to go straight to Brady in Arizona. Brady, what is on your mind this evening?
Yeah, how you doing, Chase?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for taking my calls. I wonder if you knew where Tim Walz got married at.
Let me guess, Tiananmen Square.
Correct.
Unbelievable. And, were you invited?
Was I invited? No, I said definitely no, sir. did you see in Minneapolis when they had the Floyd riots and stuff?
Yeah,
and they had all them cops going down the street.
Yep, shooting paintballs and rubber bullets at people on their porch.
Yeah, and the guy goes, just like they're in a war zone, light them up.
Yeah,
and they shoot all them people. Holy crap! Can you imagine if one of them citizens in Minnesota fired back a real rifle and started knocking them people down in the street?
I tell you what, that's exactly what would have happened in Texas. I can tell you that's exactly what would have happened if it was my house. And if I was on my front porch, somebody shot me with any kind of a round, whether it was a paintball or a rubber bullet or a real round, they would see real fire returned. If I was still alive, assuming. And they don't pull that kind of stuff in Texas. That's why you have to fight for the Second Amendment, because they don't even try it here. But in a place like leftist cities like those and leftist states like those, and you can get away with that stuff. It's unbelievable. What do you think, Brady?
I don't know. It's just like it's almost bring back the Alamo time. I think we need to bring Trump right to the Alamo and have him stationed there, because if they do put him in prison, he's going to be taken out.
Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine if Trump just staked out at the Alamo and they couldn't get him to prison without literally attacking the Alamo? That's a brilliant idea, Brady. I wish I had thought of it. I'm envious of you. That's brilliant. James in Indiana. James, what's on your mind?
In the government, and I think if Trump is jailed by New York, that everybody should flood Johnson's calls to defund New York.
Yeah.
It's insane what they're doing. The Justice Department's completely out of control.
I would be absolutely amazed if they don't put him in prison for a limited amount of time. I mean, I really think that when he's sentenced, they're going to sentence him to jail time. Maybe they'll set it so that it doesn't begin until after the election. It's possible that they would sentence him and then, you know, give him 90 days or whatever to actually show up. But I can't imagine. Based on everything we've seen from the left, I cannot imagine that they would not be sentencing him to prison when we've had all these kangaroo trials, we've had all these trumped up charges. I mean, everything up until this point has been total BS. So why would we expect anything less than sentencing him to prison coming up in September? What do you think?
I think that idea needs to be floated by Jones. I think it's for Congress to defund New York. They have the power to do it, and that's what they should start fighting back. It's complete insanity. Our citizens are being destroyed by this corrupt justice system, and nobody's doing nothing, including the Republican Party. So they need to start fighting back when they have the power to do it.
I agree, James.
And real quick, and there was something that came out in Texas. It's East Texas veteran committed suicide. The VA is completely failing these veterans. And like you said, you know, they're probably going to start being gunfire in the streets. I think, didn't you guys just have an article on them attacking the San Antonio base?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard about that. There was a shooting there yesterday, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact day, but yeah, you guys have an article on it.
Yeah.
But no, thanks for your time, man. You're doing an awesome job. I love hearing you, and I'm glad you're on the set. You make InfoWars 10 times better with you being there.
Oh, James, that's a really nice thing for you to say. I appreciate it. It means a lot to hear that from you. Thank you for your call. Call anytime. Mike in Alaska. Mike, what is on your mind?
Hello, Chase. My buddy Brady down in AZ, he stole my idea. I can't believe he copped that and put that on air. That was my idea. But that's okay, Brady. New turkey, Brady. I'll get back at you, buddy.
Well, that's good stuff. I mean, yeah, you're right. Find a friendly state, but I think the Alamo is perfect.
Nah, it's a historical landmark. They don't want to destroy it, because when they find President Trump guilty, I mean, we need to pull a Cliven Bundy And he needs to find a friendly state where they'll protect him, like Montana or Texas.
Yeah.
Forget about Alaska. Don't come up here. You got Susan Murkowski up here. She's an idiot.
Yeah.
Forget that. But he needs to find it. There's two states I know of down there, and that's Montana and Texas that'll protect President Trump. He needs to go there, hole up, and call out the troops, and I guarantee you there'll be, you know, maybe 100 million people show up. Wouldn't that be something? But another matter here, I think Kamal Da and Tim Awald are bent on destroying our sacred Constitution there,
oh, yeah.
Chase, and they're going to finish the fundamental transformation Barack and Big Mike started. It makes me sick, but a few more words here are really important. When a nation slaughters their unborn, they schedule their own execution.
That's the truth, Mike. And there's never been a civilization that has conducted child sacrifice to the tune of millions that has survived for long. And if we don't end this practice, then we will experience God's justice one way or another. I do appreciate your call, Mike. Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that was awesome. The guy that spent the time in China, that was amazing. I listened to the whole thing. I just want to say the CNN panelist, the African-American guy that was accusing others of being racist against blacks, it actually, ironically, he's the one who is racist against black people because he blocks Trump and Trump's policies, which are the opposite of racist. One is Federal School Choice Act, and also is prison reform, sentencing reform, the First Step Act, the Second Chance Act. And even though your colleague is Harrison a genius and was in mostly gifted classes, he said he took a regular class sometimes like math, and I was dyslexic and in the lower level classes, and I got to see firsthand the damage that the teachers union does.
Yes.
Because it was mostly black kids where I grew up in South Orange, New Jersey, Maplewood High School, Columbia High School.
Yeah, they treat you like you're on death row. If you're in any of the classes that are special education or behind, they treat you like you're lost cause. I have sat in those classes before when I was in high school. I sat in those classes as a teacher's assistant because it was like some credit or whatever, and I just could not believe just the level of death and despair in the air in some of those rooms. I mean, they treat you like you're a criminal even though you haven't committed a crime because they just assume that you're going to be a criminal. And they talk to you like you're so dumb. And don't get me wrong, some of the kids in those classes are dumb, but it doesn't mean that they're hopeless or that they're lacking in talent or value altogether. I cannot believe the way the state treats our children if they...
evil, because I would say, well, can I go into a regular class? And the response was, well, you have to get higher test scores.
Yeah.
Yet they wouldn't teach us the material on the test. So, like, how are these kids? And some of them were smart, too. You could tell some of them were dumb, some were smart.
Well, a lot of the most brilliant people will do really poorly in school. This is, like, well-established.
Right. It's like, how are we supposed to do well on a test that you're not giving us the material? And also, it was a scam where they would give us like a generic test in biology, science, and everybody would pass, even though no one studied. We never studied the material, but somehow everybody passed. So it affects in the inner cities where it actually screws over more white people students because there are more white students in the country. But in the inner cities, disproportionate percentage wise, it screws over more black students. Because they're in the inner city. And I was, like, appalled. I was thinking, because I was in the suburbs of an inner city, Newark, New Jersey, and East. I was like, wow, if it's this bad here in this middle, upper middle class town, imagine how shockingly bad it must be in the inner city for those black kids. So that's totally racist by the Democrats to support. And Obama rightfully said the 94 crime bill had a racial or racist element.
Yes.
Yet even though he had a two-year supermajority, he didn't rectify that where Trump reformed the sentence.
Yes.
So when the black Democrats support a black Democrat, they're actually supporting racism against Democrats. And who cares why Trump does it? If he's a narcissist, his ego, I don't care why. I just care that the job gets done.
Absolutely. Great call, Andrew. Thank you so much. Miss Lou in Florida. Miss Lou, what is on your mind this evening?
Hey, how you doing, Chase?
Wonderful. Thank you for your call.
I was on your call live with that Chad from South Dakota. Everything he said was right. And as I told you also, it's backed up by Trevor Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N, who just wrote a book on Kamala's ties to the Communist Party, which we all know go way back to her daddy.
Yes.
But here's what I loved about your rant. It isn't just that they don't care about the Constitution. They care only about power.
Yes.
Once they get power, the Constitution is gone. There will be no Constitution. They've had 50 years plus of a slow march through the institutions, and the Supreme Court is their last bullet.
Yes.
And they will.
And that's why they want to expand the court to 27 people. I'm seeing reports that Kamala wants to expand the court to 27 people. So they want to water it down just like they water down our currency by adding people to it so they can control it. And the more people you have on a board of directors or in a court, the more opportunities you have for corruption. This is why nobody ever makes a statue of a committee, because committees never accomplish jack squat except for corruption, right? Apple was an amazing company, then the board of directors throws out Steve Jobs, right? And he's got to manipulate his way back in and get total unilateral control back. I mean, this is what they want to do. They want to committify the country so there's no such thing as an individual whatsoever, because committees can be compromised by the intelligence community, by others. That's exactly what they did to all the social media platforms as soon as they went public, whether it was Google or Instagram or Facebook or Twitter when it was public before it was reprivatized as X. That's how they compromised all these companies. Go ahead. Sorry for interrupting.
What we have to decide, when they take the presidential win away from Trump, and you've heard everything that little commie Jamie Raskin has said.
Yep.
They are not going to let him in the Oval Office, and people better realize that, and we have to decide what we're going to do.
Now, let me ask you this, Ms. Lou. Let me ask you this. Do you think that he's going to win and they're going to announce that he won and then interfere, or do you think they're just going to steal the election again like they did in 2020?
I think 100% they're going to steal the election.
Yeah. I tell you what, I am not accepting the results of this election if it does not go in favor of Trump. I'm just not going to accept it.
Which brings us back to the question, what do we, half the people in this country, do? Do we propose a secession and a national divorce? What do we propose on a country that takes our Constitution and puts it in the burn pile?
Well, if you're asking questions like that, Ms. Lou, you're either one of two things. You're either a diehard patriot or you're a Fed. But I cannot give you the answer to that question on the air.
I'm a dog.
I know, Miss Lou. I know. But you have to be careful asking questions like that on the radio.
I know. But think about it. We all have to start talking out.
Yes, and Miss Lou, I want you to stay on the air, because I want to show this clip. This is a short clip. It's number 54. This is a projection. Jeffries says on air, he says that he's not confident that extreme MAGA Republicans would certify the election if Trump loses. I want you to listen to this clip number 54 with me, and then let's unpack it on the other side, Miss Lou.
Donald Trump and his allies are already starting to lay the groundwork to contest the election results in November. Are you confident that a Republican-led House will certify the 2024 election in January?
I'm confident that we're going to do everything that we need to do over the next few months to make sure that House Democrats take back the majority so that the American people do not have to encounter that question. It is a reality that far too many of my extreme MAGA Republican colleagues in the House have engaged in election denial, conspiracy theories, and have tried to undermine the very fabric of our democracy and the peaceful transfer of power. By the way, Jake, that's what Trump's Project 2025 is all about. The extreme MAGA Republicans want total control over the lives of the American people, total control over our government, and total control over our democracy. And we've got to stop it from happening.
So they're already conducting a psychological operation to precondition, or prescriptive programming, frankly, for the steal of this election. So if Kamala wins, they are prescriptive programming the people to prepare for major MAGA backlash to the tune of kind of what we were talking about, Ms. Lou. What do you think when you hear clips like that for how we can combat this from a public relations standpoint?
Well, I think what we have to do from a public relations standpoint is the Trump measure of fight, fight, fight.
Yes.
I literally think we have to gird people's loins. Because here's the thing.
You're supposed to gird your own loins.
Yeah, well, I mean, my
you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Well said. Well said, Jay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We have to do everything peacefully and patriotically until it becomes apparent that communism is the only choice for us, and we cannot accept that. Yeah. May I remind you Venezuela? May I remind you Brazil?
Yes, the only response to communism that works is violence, unfortunately. And we're not at that place yet. We're not advocating for violence. We're advocating for a situation in which violence is totally unnecessary, which is a victory for Donald Trump. And just because Kamala wins, if she does happen to win, I'm not even saying that that's a necessary case for violence either. I'm not advocating for violence in any way, shape, or form. But the only way to correct communism is violence. So you can't vote your way out of it. You can vote your way right into it, but you cannot vote your way out of it. Ms. Lou, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Bart in Georgia. Bart, what is on your mind, sir?
Yes, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are Chinese communist agents. Well, that's obvious to you and me, except for maybe a new listener. But what I was thinking to myself is, why are they being so honest about this, okay, about what their communist policies and this and that? They seem awful arrogant, like they think they can steal it. Yeah. And I this is not a joke. At some point, if they steal it from Trump, somebody somewhere needs to start talking about seceding from the union or national divorce or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I'm just so glad that I live in Texas, because Texas is probably the last place that's going to have any semblance of freedom in the event that this election goes south and just this country over the next decades goes south. And I think Texas is probably the most likely place that a secession would occur, if one would occur at all in the future. And frankly, we as a state here in Texas were a republic for 10 years, I believe between 1836 and 46, if my memory serves correctly. We were a republic for 10 years before we joined the Union for the very purpose of the federal government protecting us from an invasion from Mexico, which is now being sponsored by the federal government. So the whole premise as to why we became part of the United States in the first place has been totally betrayed by our federal government, who has sponsored tens of millions of people invading Texas through the southern border. I pray to God that should things really go south with the United States of America, that Texas become a republic again. Make Texas a republic again should be the response if Make America Great Again does not manifest in these United States of America. Bart, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. We've got 1 minute and 17 seconds left before we're going to break, and then we are going to be taking calls for the remaining 30 minutes of this program this evening. In the meantime, please go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. Get next level foundational energy. It does not simply trick you into thinking that you have more energy, but it actually gives you more energy. That's why it's called next level foundational energy at drjonesnaturals.com. Now, we've got an amazing line of products at InfoWarsStore.com. And InfoWarsStore.com is the way to keep us on the air. We've got a little bit of lifeblood left coming up until November. They're trying as hard as they can to shut down InfoWars before this election happens, because they're trying to silence anybody who could help Donald Trump get into office. They've imprisoned Steve Bannon. They imprisoned Owen Schroyer. They're trying to imprison Trump himself. They tried to remove Trump from the ballot. They are trying to do everything they can to silence or imprison everyone who could potentially help Trump get into office on November 5th, and they're trying to shut down InfoWars before this election. Desperately, the only way we can fight back is if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out our InfoWars MD line of products from the drop-down menu at the top. We've got CBD Full Spectrum, Better Mood Plus, Good Night Sleep, Nerve Renew, which is an amazing painkiller, and tons of other amazing products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles. With the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day,
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further. Lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
It is Sunday Night Live. We are going to be taking your calls for the next 24 minutes and 12 seconds. I'm going to go straight to Dan in Florida. Dan, what is on your mind?
You got me?
I got you.
Hey, man, I just want to say, feeling the passion of you tonight, buddy, and the urgency in your voice. And
thank you.
I mean, these people, you know, I mean, what do you do with them? You know, I think I read it in the book a long time ago. I believe they've been given over to a retrograde mind. I mean, you can't
fix stupid,
people.
Right? And you can't fix evil. Yeah. Like, nobody can repent for you. You have to repent yourself, right?
You have to do that on your own. Yes.
Trying to quit drinking for your alcoholic friend. You know, like, right. You can't quit for him. You know.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know what we do at this point. Unfortunately, you know, never advocate, you know, for violence or nothing. We want to see a peaceful way out of this, you know, and we're doing this for the benefit of them.
Amen.
You know?
Amen, Dan.
Like, and they don't see it, you know what I mean? Like, how can you not see this? But I, you know, I'd like to say, you know, these people, they're going to FA and FO, you know.
Here's the thing, Dan. There is example after example. I want to show clip number 19 here in a second of just bizarre
piece of evidence as to how corrupt and screwed up and evil these people are, whether it's comments that Kamala Harris has made regarding just snatching up your patents. She uses the word snatch. Like, you realize that's street slang for stealing, right? We're going to snatch your patents. Like, oh, did you snatch that? Where'd you snatch that? Snatch, like, that's the only time she's authentically, inadvertently used street slang in an accurate way. Like, she's admitting that she wants to steal your intellectual property. That's just one example we showed you earlier. And then you have this weird situation with Tim Walz. We know that he's a Maoist. We know that he's a CCP activist. We know that he's being investigated now because of his associations with the CCP. We've got former students from Harvard calling in saying they went to China with him in 1995 and that he was defending the PLA for beating the crap out of cripples, right? And now reports are coming out that his net worth is only $300,000. Well, if his net worth is only $300,000, then why is the Walz admin here in clip number 19 being associated with giving $2 million to charity linked to Al-Qaeda? Why would you give millions of dollars to Al-Qaeda if your net worth is only $300,000? Because these people are leftist CCP trash. The CCP is backing all the terrorists in the Middle East because it's all part of a grand scheme to undermine the dollar as the global reserve currency so that something else can be ushered in, like a digital dollar or a digital yen, backed by the CCP for total economic control over the world. This is the path to globalism. It is Marxism. It is communism through Russia and China and Iran simultaneously. And while our leftist retards in office advocate for war, hot war with all these people, they allow our currency and our economy itself to be totally undermined, our freedoms to be totally undermined. So we're even more vulnerable to the mind screw that is communism on our people. This is clip number 19. Just look at how many millions of dollars we're giving to terrorists.
This team has got this in front of Congress, not just us, but all the people that have been involved with this lead up. It looks like we're going to shut down over $1 billion of funding a year to the Taliban.
Amen.
The government is aiding the Taliban now. And so we brought attention to that. Tim Burchett brought it to Congress and brought up the fact that, hey, we're sending $87 million a week to the Taliban. He wrote a bill up. It passed the House. Now it's going to the Senate. So we're making waves and we're pissing a lot of people off. And we're shutting funding down to one of the biggest terrorist organizations in the world.
Wow.
So that brings a certain amount of fear. I don't think it's any secret how corrupt our government is and all the Boeing whistleblowers have been assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tried to assassinate Kavanaugh, the Epstein judge they tried to assassinate. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm just a crazy cuckoo.
All right, folks, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark in Texas, what is on your mind, sir?
What are the permission shit on that? You told me not to cuss, so that's if you get a call from the Chinese communist red phone, you'll know the missiles are in. And my Taiwanese student says that sounds nothing like Chinese, but that's okay. It's, they speak Taiwanese. I don't speak Mandarin. It's kind of interesting, but I think Kamala's actually trying to pull a Nixon. And
what
I think
do you mean?
On his worst Kennedy debate, Nixon was better looking than she is.
I don't think she's bad to look at. She's doing
a
pinch.
Yeah, it depends on what you want to pinch.
She's like a three beer term. Maybe a six beer yes.
Snatch has a bawdier term than what you're talking about, but I'll leave that to your crack research. My point is this, is that she's actually trying to act like Nixon because Nixon pulled phase one, phase two, and phase three on us. That's back before you were born, so I know you remember that. And the best guy to explain that to you is Roger Stone.
Yes.
I would have him on, and I'd see if we can maybe throw that swing vote in the direction of Trump, just because I'm sure everybody hates Nixon when you say the name.
That was totally CIA the way they got him out. I mean, Watergate is so vanilla now compared to these scandals that we've seen from the left.
HRC was the one that prosecuted that stuff, and even her Democrat cohorts.
Hillary Rodham Clinton prosecuted Watergate?
Oh, yeah. You've got to go back. You got to have Roger explain that in phase one, phase two, and phase three.
Oh, man.
Because remember, too, we also got smacked with the oil crisis in 73. And then Carter,
yes,
of course, came in and whacked us with a 55-mile-an-hour speed.
Yeah, so, everybody thinks he's so harmless because of Habitat for Humanity. But
yeah,
he was just a terrible, terrible president.
Well, Well, yeah, he was a submariner, and that's a problem. You spend too much time undersea, you know, under the water, and you're going to end up really screwed up at 70 atmospheres. But anyway, that's really all I had. The last thing I'll say is I'll bet you three aircraft carriers we're not going to see an election.
I'll bet you three aircraft carriers. So how is it that they could pull off not having the election?
Well, that would be if we lose basically what is one-third of our naval capability, because we've gone down from 700 ships 15 years ago to basically about a 280-ship Navy, I think. You got to remember something. The Navy operates around those aircraft carriers. Right now what we've got is we've got Roosevelt, Lincoln, and I forget the name of the
which Roosevelt is it named after?
Yeah, TR. Guess what? You know, he was the ultimate.
Yeah. You would have slapped FDR silly.
Well, yeah, the problem is that he was probably the original communist.
you think Teddy was a commie? I don't know, man.
Well, he pulled a lot of stuff that basically was a good thing that he did, but he operated well outside the bounds of, just like he's a guy that purchased Louisiana. He was operating outside the Constitution, too.
But he had, at least he had balls.
Well, yeah, speak softly, carry a big stick. But I think the point is that you've got the PACOM AOR and you've got the CENTCOM AOR, which I find laughable, because CENTCOM's out of Sea Springs. But the big thing is that right now we're set up to lose a third of our nuclear Navy capability. Because
now, lose, how do you mean lose? Like through defunding or because of actual attacks or what?
Them in an attack, you betcha. And that's going to be the problem. So the point is,
will they even report it to, will it even be reported to the press?
I don't know how you get around that, but remember something, right? If it's important, it'll get censored.
Yes.
I mean, you see that in the regular news. That's really all I've got. But yeah, Stone can explain phase one, phase two, and phase three to you. And he'd be the best guy to do that. But, yeah, I'm just thinking if these guys will shoot you up, right, and then tell you to get reshot, they don't care if they kill you or die.
Oh, yeah. One thing's for sure, this political elite, this class does not care or value human life whatsoever. Mark, great call. Thank you so much. Very informative. Very interesting. Let's mark that one down in the bookmarks so we can see what happens on November 5th, and we can give Mark the credit that is due if he ends up being right. Very fascinating. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe in Arkansas, what is on your mind this evening?
Hey, what's going on, Chase? Hey, I'm just calling just my thoughts why the lefties always win.
Yeah.
And it seems like the middle-class Americans, hard-working Americans always lose. And it's my thought just because they play for keeps. And,
yep, they sure do, man.
And they play for keeps, and we allow them to do this to us. And why we do, I have no idea, because I don't know anybody who said I give them dominion over me. And we see the playbook. I mean, it's an old playbook, and they keep playing it over and over again. And, I mean, with everything going on in the UK right now and in Ireland, and same thing's happening here. It's just not at that level yet. But it's like we're watching it happen. And, you know, in just a few years, I mean, there's worse things that's going to happen here before that. But it's like, I mean, I can't wrap my head around it. Why we allow it? Why do we allow them to? They are the super minority. And we watch them do this to us. And it's like we go along to get along. And it's like that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And before they know what's going on, it's too late. Well, we know what's going on. And that's the crazy part. We most of us, I'd say 60% of America is awake. We know what's going on. So why do we allow it?
Yeah. And when you want to talk about civil disobedience, I mean, if every small business owner just didn't write a check this year for their income taxes and just litigated it and settled it, if everyone just got on the same page and just didn't write the check, they file their taxes accurately, they say how much they owe, they don't lie to the government, they don't evade, they just don't send the check, that might be a little bit of a wake-up call. We have to stop funding these terrorists. The CIA, the FBI, the federal government, this is the largest institution of organized crime in the history of organized crime. It's the largest institution of terrorism in the history of terrorism. These people are evil, and we voluntarily fund them. Some of us quarterly so we can avoid the penalties. I mean, I cannot understand why it is that people in good conscience, I understand if you're an employee and your taxes are automatically withheld, there's not much you can do about that, but there are millions upon millions of small businesses in this country where people write a check to terrorist organizations that give billions upon billions, $63 billion, for example, to Ukrainian Nazis on Hitler's birthday this year. And you can go to sleep at night saying, oh, it's not my fault, I'm just following orders. Well, if not following orders wasn't a good enough defense in Nuremberg 1.0, do you think it's going to be a good enough defense in Nuremberg 2.0? And it's not just domestic here with examples of the body of Trump shooter crooks gone, cremated 10 days post-assassination attempt, according to reports on the desk, but it's overseas too, with the weaponization of the WHO, who is now declaring an international emergency over monkeypox. Even though we know that monkeypox, just like AIDS, is basically not transmissible unless you're having anal sex because of the blood-to-blood contact. So they found that the people with monkeypox are having anal sex, and it's children associated or living with or close to people in the gay community. So if you're a child who's raped by a gay man, maybe you'll have monkeypox. Or if you're gay and having anal sex, maybe they have monkeypox. And I'm sure that it could seep in to the supply of blood transfusions like AIDS did in the 80s with the amazing documentary Bad Blood, and how the hemophiliacs, over 10,000 of them got AIDS because of just blood transfusions and contaminated medicine. So there's probably ways that this could seep into the community, but now they're using this as an excuse to weaponize organizations like the WHO to totally subjugate all of humanity. I mean, this is clip number 45 here. I want you guys to see this clip, and then we'll run clip number 17 after. But run clip number 45, please.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. Their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also, they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
Absolutely disgusting trash. Let's go straight to George in Florida. George, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. How you doing tonight? You sound like you're on fire.
Thank you, sir. I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
Yes. You would not have fired back on those National Guard guys pointing the... shooting the paintball.
Let me tell you something right now, George. If I'm standing on my front porch and a police officer walking by shoots me and tells me to go back inside my house, I am taking that officer's life. I am so sick of this tyranny shit, and I don't advocate for violence, but if you're going to come in front of my house and shoot me with a gun, I am going to return fire. 100%. Next call. Gary in Illinois.
Ditto.
What's up, buddy? Hey,
I think we should have, I don't know how late you can get on the ballot, but there's hundreds of people that are prominent that could have got elected. You, Alex, Joe Rogan. I mean, there's Ted Nugent. You can just keep naming them. Ron Paul. we should have done this and took total control of the Senate and the House.
Yes. Yes. Well,
I mean, you could name hundreds of them.
Ultimately, the only way these globalists can win, man, it's really simple. It boils down to whether or not the majority of the people are awake or not. And it might not even have to be a majority, but it has to be a substantial enough portion of the population. So the only way we can really stop this, it's not with policy, it's not even with elections directly. The only way we can truly stop this from happening, the total subjugation and conglomeration of all political power into a globalist entity, is if we just wake people up. It doesn't even matter if they're Democrats or Republicans or of leftist persuasion or right-wing persuasion. Everybody should understand, whether you're a lefty or a right-wing person, that the globalization of all power into one conglomerated political class means the death of hundreds of millions of people. And so all we have to do is wake people up. It's not about whether you like Trump or not. I don't even care if you like Trump or not. As somebody who sits behind the desk here at InfoWars, all I care about is that you actually care about humanity and want children to be okay and not raped and not totally sterilized through these so-called puberty blockers, which are really sterilization medication. I mean, this is like no-brainer stuff. And people are just successfully turning away and ignoring this. We have to just make it impossible to look away from the car crash accident that is our leftist political class, cultural, political, like, policy on a massive scale. And I can't think of any better solution other than sit behind this desk and try to make clips that go viral enough so people can wake up. I mean, the only thing you can really do to save this world right now, in my opinion, is to keep us on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com and to go to band.video and download all the clips, cut all the clips, and make it go viral. I mean, I don't know, Gary, what do you think?
I agree with that, but I still think we could get people elected that will change.
Yeah, things. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So who are you really pulling for?
What's that?
Who are you really pulling for election-wise? Is there any local race that you're interested in?
No, everywhere.
Whereabouts are you from in Illinois? I'm from Bloomington.
Yeah, it's Tommyville here. You can't hardly do anything here.
Yeah, I know. Pritzker. What an evil bastard. Yep. Gary, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Rich in Tennessee. Rich, what is on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Chase. Couple things, actually three things, but go back on the taxes. The government doesn't even need to tax us. Once they went off the gold backing, you know, and they print money, they print more money than they need. But the other thing is, it's been raised a couple times about Trump and protection. I mean, that would be the greatest act of civil disobedience that there was. You know, Tennessee sent a lot of people to Alamo, and we'd sure as hell protect him here. The other thing is, I don't know why there's not more talk about secession. That would be a wake-up call and could really really start shaking the barrel a little bit. The other thing is, the last thing is, you had Sheriff Mack on. I got his materials from the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, and that is a real solution. So I'm trying to just say some real solutions, you know, tonight, which is the CSPOA. People start talking to their state representatives about secession. You know, how much do we need to get beat up by a state? You know, this goes back to the people first, then the states, then the federal government. But it's been flipped upside down. And the other thing is, I think Trump ought to say this is all a joke and go into protective custody somewhere until the election, at least.
All great thoughts, Rich. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I think those are really good thoughts. I'm glad that Sheriff Mack was a good source of information for you. And look, obviously, Donald Trump has to be abundantly careful. It would amaze me if they didn't try to assassinate him again. Now, it's possible that they think that would be too brazen and they won't do it. But they're pulling out all the stops, folks. We should never underestimate their audacity or their willingness. Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, what is on your mind this evening, sir?
I wanted to call and congratulate you, Chase. But first, I wanted to say the monkeypox thing, easy solution. Just get the lefties to get their monkey to wear a condom. Problem solved. congratulate you for joining the Mockingbird media by repeating the lie that Bobby Kennedy tried to get a job with the communist Harris administration.
Well, I don't think I repeated that lie. I don't know. I don't know anything about Bobby Kennedy. So I don't think I've repeated that
earlier today. Yeah, you said that
You mean RFK Jr. Excuse me. I was confusing him with other Bobby Kennedy. Bobby. Yes. Yes. Sorry. I did repeat that lie. Was it found incorrect? Am I mistaken?
Yeah, and he refuted it, and he listed his policy differences with Communist Harris. They're 180 degrees apart, and he wouldn't take a job if she offered it.
Okay, maybe I was too rash and too impulsive to jump the gun on that.
I really do. I think you were.
I'll look into it. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I don't make those mistakes on purpose.
Okay. And one other thing. Everybody's saying that Donald Trump moved his head at the last second, and I'm glad that he did. And the bullet only grazed him, and everybody said it was divine intervention and God helped him. I disagree. I think Trump had supernatural help, but I don't think it was God. I don't think.
Do you think
God
that Satan saved his life because he's the Antichrist?
No, not at all. But I don't think God's going to help a Freemason win the office.
Donald Trump isn't a Freemason.
Oh, sure. Google it.
So now I'm starting to think that I was right about RFK2. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, what is on your mind?
Jason Fuego, happy Sunday, my friend.
Hey, man, I tell you what, I am in rare form tonight. How are you doing, buddy?
We're doing great here in State 48 in Arizona. We're rifling towards the abyss in the dystopian nightmare.
Yeah.
So I want to give people a reality check. I've been screaming this since 2020. May 25th of 2020, I realized completely and fully that we the people are on our own.
What happened that day?
We watched Somaliopolis start to burn, the George Floyd riots.
Yes.
And the federal government didn't deploy National Guard troops. I realize they need to be activated by the request of a governor.
Yes.
Didn't happen with Waltz. But then they continued. They burned Atlanta. They burned New York City. They burned St. Louis. On and on and on. And not a single state stood up. And then I realized, too, at the end, as we got towards the end of the primary season and the election season, when resident Biden puppet, who was just a candidate then, still hiding in his basement, of course, said, surge the border. Yeah. And nobody talks about this. We have 30 million people that have crossed the border in 3 years.
Yep.
Most of them are probably military-aged men.
Yes.
Dispersed throughout our country.
More people have invaded the United States since Biden took office than have invaded Ukraine since the war between Russia and Ukraine broke out. We are witnessing a government-sponsored invasion of the United States, a betrayal, a treason against the American people. I'm sorry, Dave, I have to cut you off. We only have 14 seconds left. Please, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Purchase anything. All the products are real, the highest quality. Invest in your health while keeping InfoWars on the air. And go to band.video, download the clips, share them far and wide, and let's make the truth go viral.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.